The two owners of a Westwold cattle ranch are facing charges after they allegedly watered their crops during a summer 2023 irrigation ban, a ban that drew sharp criticism from farmers and ranchers who feared it would cause significant losses. Eric and Gaylene Buff, owners of One Plus Cattle Company, had their first court appearance at the Vernon Law Courts Thursday, February 6. They each face a charge of contravening a fish population protection order by irrigating when prohibited from doing so from August 16 to September 6, 2023. They are also charged with obstructing provincial officials from performing their duties under the Water Sustainability Act. Under the Water Sustainability Act, contravention can lead to a fine of up to $1 million or a year in jail, or both. The fish protection order that put a ban on irrigation was enacted because severe drought conditions had caused stream flows to become low, to the point that it threatened the survival of spawning Chinook salmon, according to the BC government. The order halted irrigation for forage and grass crops in the Westwold area for weeks and was fiercely contended by local farmers and ranchers who said their crops, and feed for their animals to last them through winter, would be lost. Farmers and ranchers met at a community meeting in Westwold in September 2023, where seven MLAs and then BC United leader Kevin Falcon attended and heard their concerns about the irrigation ban. Some residents at the meeting reported receiving fines of $500 or more for watering in contravention of the order. With a number of conservative MLAs in attendance, the meeting became politically charged. Kamloops South Thompson MLA Todd Stone responded to the residents' concerns bluntly, telling the crowd, "If government refuses to meet with you, if government refuses to answer your questions, I would turn my ing water on." It is unclear if other farmers and ranchers have been taken to court over the matter. The Buffs will return to court on March 20 for an arraignment hearing. The charges have yet to be proven in court.